In this bulletin, 9 new COVID-19 infections recorded in New South Wales. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout one step closer to reality, and experts call for a ban on New Year's celebrations in Sydney. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 9 new COVID-19 infections. 7 are linked to the Avalon cluster on Sydney's northern beaches. A record 60,000 tests were conducted yesterday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian urges residents to limit mobility over the next few days.
Please do not move around unless you have to. We appreciate that there are restrictions in place which allow people to have people into their households, but please make sure all of us reduce our mobility, apart from those close family gatherings, which we've allowed over the Christmas break. We don't want people moving around unless you absolutely have to.
Health authorities are also urging Central Coast residents to get tested after the state's sewage surveillance program detected traces of COVID-19. And Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is one step closer to reality. The federal government has signed delivery and operations contracts with multiple companies. Logisticals firm DHL and Linfox will be responsible for the distribution of tens of millions of vaccines across the country. Digital security firm Accenture will supervise and keep records of vaccine doses per person, while also monitoring for adverse effects. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt praised the progress of the program.
It's one of the largest logistics challenges in Australian history, but we'll be distributing to all Australians equally. We're on track and ahead of schedule with regards to all our preparations for a March rollout. Our whole approach has been to provide confidence by under-promising and over-delivering.
The vaccine will not be mandatory and it will be free for all Australian citizens, permanent residents and most visa holders. Experts are calling on authorities to consider cancelling the city's New Year's Eve celebrations in Sydney. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khurshid has called on New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to consider cancelling the New Year's Eve fireworks display. University of New South Wales epidemiologist and advisor to the World Health Organisation, Professor Mary Louise McClaws, echoed the stance of discouraging large public gatherings.
I understand that we are all really excited about the Christmas break, regardless of which religion or culture we come from. It's a time to come together. But this is also an accelerant time, such as New Year's Eve as well. And we did ask our Muslim Australian community to please not have Eid, to keep it to the family. Hanukkah was kept to the family. It was very small. We don't want to add fuel to this potential fire.
And in other coronavirus news, while health officials investigate a new strain of the virus in the United Kingdom, a second variant has also been identified. It's been described as more contagious. The United Kingdom's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says two cases of the highly transmissible variant have been detected, both are contacts of cases who have travelled from South Africa over the past few weeks. Public Health England medical officials say evidence shows it's highly transmissible. Health officials believe this new variant is also present in Ireland. Back to local news, and supermarket giant Woolworths is recalling their frozen, cooked and peeled prawn cocktails. With a best before date of February the 21st, 2022, due to a potential microbial contamination. The product has been sold at stores in Victoria, South Australia, Northern Territory, New South Wales, Tasmania, the ACT and Western Australia. Only 200 of this product were sold, and customers who bought them have been contacted directly. An Australian Navy ship with personnel and supplies is heading to Fiji today to help with relief efforts in the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Yasser. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says the Australian government is pledging $4.5 million in aid to help Fijians in the recovery effort. The HMAS Adelaide is carrying relief supplies such as building materials, tents, medical supplies, solar lighting and hygiene kits. To sport, and the opening and closing ceremonies of next year's rescheduled Tokyo Olympics and Paralympic Games will be simplified but spectacular. That's according to Tokyo 2020 Chief Executive Toshiro Muto. A new creative team has been established to redesign the ceremonies in a COVID-safe way.
開会式、閉会式の演出企画につきまして、
We have been reviewing and restructuring the plan from scratch in terms of simplifying the ceremonies and changes in social conditions due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have reached a conclusion that is necessary to build a new team in order to proceed with the preparations more quickly and effectively within the limited time.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country on this Christmas Eve. In Perth, it's a very hot day, 40 degrees there. In Adelaide, it's sunny and 26. A possible shower in Melbourne, 19. Showers about in Hobart, 18 degrees. 27 in Canberra and partly cloudy. Possible late shower for Wollongong, 25 degrees. Partly cloudy in Sydney and 27. Much the same for Newcastle and Brisbane. In Brisbane, it'll be 28 degrees. A shower or two about in Cairns, 33. And shower was about with a possible storm, 31 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And for more analysis of the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.